picture books can contain powerful messages for the youngest people in our lives. Though in Australia, you're probably much more likely to come across a talking dog in those pages than you are a mother who is deaf or a child who uses a wheelchair. A new book is seeking to change that and celebrate the lives of children and their families who live with disability. Eliza Hull is a writer, musician, parent, and disability advocate. She's co-author of a new picture book called Come Over to My House with Sally Rippon. It explores the home life of children and their families who are deaf or disabled. It's out this week. Eliza, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you very much for having me.
What made you want to write this book? Had you noticed a gap in who was being written about in picture books?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I grew up in the 80s, born in, you know, 80s, 85, and all through my childhood, there was never any families with disability that were represented in the books that I was read. And then again, now I've had my own children. I have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. I was constantly searching the shelves for a book like this that authentically represents disability and also is a great conversation starter for in the home. So this is what I've set out to achieve with this book.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it, that when you start to look for something, that's when you really notice the overwhelming gap or absence of it. Like you mentioned, you're a mum. So what was it that you wanted your kids to see, and what is it that you wanted for other families who live with disability to see these stories in a positive light?
Yeah, I think this is what really excites me about this book, is that it will be that representation for children and young people and parents with disability to see themselves represented in this book in a way that is, you know, authentically portrayed, but also in a way that's really positive. And I think that that is what also has been really missing when we have, you know, stories about disability. Often disability is seen as tragic or inspiring, and this is really just shows, you know, all these different families and how they live and how incredibly creative and adaptable they are, and also really shows the similarities between all of us as people. What also really excites me is that this will reach families that might not know about disability, might not have ever experienced disability, or even might not know a person with disability. And it is that representation, and also just a way to have those conversations in the home. And there's in the back of a book, you get to meet the characters a bit more and learn about them and their disability. And also there is some notes to parents on ways to start the conversation and ways to talk about disability.
Yeah, that powerful, radical act of normalizing things and being a conversation starter, because it goes through so many different families and just casts everybody doing very normal things, just playing, hanging around the house. We meet a lot of families with young children in this book who dance and play and have adventures in their own way. How have you striven to get a message of inclusivity across in these different vignettes of families?
I think I really love that it's from the child's point of view. So it's actually inviting the child into each home, and it's written from the child's perspective. And I think that in itself is very, straight away, just makes you feel very welcome, and it's very inclusive. And I think that, you know, as I said before, it really shows, you know, the similarities that we as families have, and it shows all different homes, you know, apartments, you know, more kind of bigger houses, colourful houses, lots of dancing, lots of fun things that they're all doing together. And it shows the way that all of these families, you know, do things a bit differently, but that's not something that ought to be feared or to be scary. It's just ways that these families have adapted.
Yes, every story starts with the inclusive invitation and refrain of come over to my house, come over and play. And we get a snapshot into so many different kinds of families, not just families where somebody happens to be disabled, but also working moms, single parents, step families, people of color, same-sex families. And this book is a collaboration with children's author Sally Rippon. I'm wondering, Eliza, can you tell the story of how you two came together and how the collaboration came about?
Yeah, so I guess Sally was part of a book that I really loved. It was called The Divided Heart by Rachel Power, and it's an anthology of parents that feel divided by their creative self when becoming a parent. And I was really inspired by that book and started following Sally's work. And then she actually became a fan of my music and would often write to me and say, I'm listening to your record. And I came to her with this idea of Come Over to My House was the idea. Straight away, I knew that that was the title. And she is just such an incredible person and writer. She really knows how to speak to children. She's, you know, had such great success. And she was is also just a great disability ally. And she has a child that is, I think, beginning to identify as having a disability. And it was really a very strong collaboration in that we just worked so well together and we're going back and forth with our ideas, and I would have the families that I was dreaming up. And that was also the case with the illustrator as well, Daniel Gray Barnett, who's a great illustrator who's done a lot of fantastic books. And he was also very much a part of the process, and there was a lot of collaboration that needed to happen because we wanted to make sure that these families were very authentically created and illustrated. And so there was a lot of back and forth between myself and Daniel, and I'm so proud of it. It feels very authentic and portrayed in such a way that shows families in such a positive light. And there was also a strong consultation process as well. So each of these families are actually families that I know. And because I am a disability advocate, I'm very engrossed in the disability community. And I'm also a person with disability myself. I have a condition called Charcot-Marie-Tooth. And so all the families you meet are ones that are people from, you know, the disability community and also just my friends. And so I would go back and forth with them and just make sure that everything that we're seeing in this book is authentic and accurate.
Right. So checking it with people's real life lived experiences and maybe making adaptations to the illustrations. Is that what went on?
That's exactly right. Yes. It was quite a long process to make sure it was right.
And have you had feedback from the people you consulted with? Have they seen early copies and what have they told you?
Everyone is so happy. Like, yeah, it's so exciting that I've had such positive feedback, and it's just been, everyone's just felt so proud of the book, and everyone has said that they wished that this book existed when they were a child. So I'm excited about it being inside families' homes and it potentially paving the way for a more inclusive world.
How did you go about choosing the stories and I suppose the disability profiles of the different kids featured in the books and the parents? Was that a difficult process at all, having to hone it? Because obviously you can't include everybody in a book.
Yeah, it was really tricky, but I guess I just wanted to make sure that there was a real cross-section of various disabilities, and also to show that sometimes a parent might have a disability and the child might not, and sometimes a parent will and a child will, and sometimes a child will and a parent won't. So I wanted to make sure that there was a real cross-section of that. I wanted to make sure that we have, you know, a parent in the book that has a vision impairment, so the mother is blind, and also to show a family where a mother is deaf and there's a physical disability, a child that is a wheelchair user, and also a family that have autism. One other thing that I really wanted to make sure was to show that disability doesn't always look like one thing, and that there are disabilities that you might not be able to visibly see. And so there is a parent in the book that has an intellectual disability.
And Eliza Hull, you and Sally Rippon both include messages to readers at the end of your book. And one of the things you say is, remember, disability is not a bad word. Why was it important for you to say that in your message?
I think that people are still very afraid of the word disability. And I think that comes from, I mean, I was very afraid of the word disability for a very, very long time. And I used to hide my disability whenever I could. And I think that comes from lack of representation. We are taught over and over again that we are afraid of the word. We're afraid of ever, you know, being part of the disability community. And I think that if we're afraid of the word, that really reiterates that we're, you know, just deeply afraid of disability, generally speaking. So I want to make sure that we don't use, you know, euphemisms like special and handicapped or differently abled, that instead we use the word disabled, because for me, that actually, I'm part of the disability community, and that I feel very proud of that. It's an identity, and it's not something that we ought to be afraid of. And it's actually the one group that you can join at any time in your life. In fact, you know, there's an incredible academic, Deborah Kinahan, she's a person with a chondroplasia. She says, which I think is so true, that in fact, we all, you know, become disabled as we age. So in fact, you know, it's a good thing if you become disabled later in life, because it means that you're old.
Where do you hope this book will lead, Eliza?
I hope that it feeds into a more inclusive world. And I think, you know, kids and young people are the future. And if we can start to have these conversations in the home early on, then we will see a more inclusive world. We will see a world that becomes more accessible. People will start to think about ways that we can change the world, because it's not, we don't need to change the person. We need to change the world to be more accessible and inclusive. And I hope that this is the conversation starter that then turns into great thinkers and leaders that can potentially change the world to be more accessible and inclusive for disabled people.
Well, we are having it here on Life Matters. Eliza Hull, thank you for your time. Eliza Hull is the co-author of a new picture book called Come Over to My House.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.